We're up to Siman Tov Tzadi Vav. Dine Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Ooh, a very hot topic. Okay. Actually, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius is not such a hot topic. The hot topic we'll do Bezat Hashem tomorrow, which is the Bnei Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Now we're talking about regular Yom Tov Sheni. So the Gemara in Beitza, on Dav Dalet Omud Beis, asks the following obvious question. Ve'hashta di'ad inam b'kviya di'archa. Nowadays, that we know when is the real day of Rosh Chodesh, and we know when the real day of Yontif is. My taima av dinan treyomi. Why do we still keep 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Sholchu Misam, they sent from there, His Haru b'minig avosechem b'yadechem. You should be careful to keep the minig avosechem b'yadechem of keeping the second day of Yontif. Continues the Gemara, Zinin de Gozru Hamalchus Gezera va'asi la'akal kule. Because maybe, chas v'shalom, there'll be some Gezeras Hashmad. And then things will go back to being unclear and go back to being a suffix. Rashi explains this. The Gazri shall yis asku b'Torah. Maybe there'll be a shasta shmat against learning Torah. The yishtakach sod ha'ibur mehem. And then there will be, usually sod ha'ibur sounds like being ma'aber the shana, but here it seems to be being ma'aber the chodesh. They'll forget how to be Makadesh the Chodesh. V'tavdu Nami Chad Yuma. People will keep 1 day of Yontif. V'osi l'kalkule. They'll come to make a mistake in how they make the months. This is Rashi. I'm reading Rashi. V'lasos choser mole umole choser. They're going to get confused between a 30-day month and a 29-day month, and you're going to mix things up, and they're going to end up making a mistake. V'tochu chametz b'pesach. There's a similar idea in Maseches Megillah. Okay, let's look here. And they're going to come to make a mistake and end up eating chametz on Pesach. So I was not ma'ayin into this Rashi, but I just, in the course of learning the Rashi, I had a couple of questions. One, I found it interesting. I would say, if I was writing the Rashi, I think I would say, and you'll come to Mechala Yontif, like, why single out Chametz BePesach? That was the first question I had. And I think the answer to that question is that Chilul Yontif, with all its severity, is still, quote-unquote, only a lav. But the most chomer mistake that you can make in Kviyas HaChodesh is Chametz BePesach, which is an Issacharis. Chametz BePesach is an Issacharis. Chilul Yontif is, quote-unquote, only a lav. It's an Issar Makas. It's not Karis. So I think that's why Rashi said, singled out Chametz BePesach. Now the other thing I kind of was confused about, who is Makadesh the Chodesh? The Bez Din, the Rabbanim, not Jack and Joe, not Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So they'll be a Gzeiras Shmad Chas V'Shalom, and they're not learning properly. They don't know how to properly be Koveya the Chodesh, so they're going to make a mistake between Chaser Mali Mali Chaser. So I don't know why that's a problem. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the famous Mishnah, where Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake with how he was Koveya Chodesh Tishrei, and Rabbi Yeshua made the right Cheshbon, and then Rabbi Gamliel decreed on Rabbi Yeshua that the day that you hold to me Yom Kippur, you have to come to me with your money and with your stick, and Rabbi Yeshua was all depressed, and Rabbi Yeshua, on his way, bumps into Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you know, Rabbi Shua thinks that here Rabbi Gamliel is literally forcing him to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, we have a Kabbalah. I forgot the Drasha. Maybe it's Atem. I forgot the Drasha. But it's Afilu Shoigigin, Afilu Meizidin, Afilu Mutin. Even if the Bezdin makes a mistake, they're dead wrong, they're right. Why are they right? Because the Torah gives the authority to the Bezdin to declare when is Rosh Chodesh. And if they're right, they're right. And if they're wrong, they're right. So that was the Kasha had on Rashi. Let's say the Beis Din, they do chaser, mali chaser, they don't know what they're doing. Even if they don't know what they're doing, whatever they declare to be Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh according to that Gemara. And therefore, you're not going to be eating chametz on Pesach. Because whenever the Beis Din, even the Beis Din is wrong, by definition they're right. That was the kasha had on Rashi. You don't like my kasha, I see. You're shaking your head. Okay, fine.
We're not talking about kviyas achoydes to Beis Din b'chlal here. We're talking about in a time when they're in Golus, and they don't have talmid chachamim, and the pashut the people are going to mess up dates. Why do you think
that's
anything to do with
Bezdin? I don't know. Shelo yis'asku b'tara v'yishtakach sod ha'ibur mehem. What does that mean? What's sod ha'ibur? Sod ha'ibur has nothing to do with Yechidim. Okay, I hear you. Okay, I hear.
Making the luach.
Okay.
If you look in Pesachus Megillah, it says that we only do Yudalad and Tzvav today for Purim. Ha'ilu m'staklim b'hem.
For Pesach.
And if you look in the Rishonim, the Rishonim say the Lashon is mistakenin bein, because they're going to have a lot of sakana, and they won't be able to learn Torah, and then they're going to mess up everything, and they won't have one.
And they look at Purim, they figure out Pesach from Purim. Right. Okay.
So that's the mistaklin. The mistaklin is because they won't learn, and the Pesach won't know what day Purim is. But it's a similar idea. That's the idea we're talking about.
Okay, got it. Nothing has to do with Okay, got it. I don't know what the Sod HaIbur is, but okay, fine. Beseder. Now, Dirshu, which we didn't even start the Mechaber yet, but Dirshu in footnote 5 brings down from Rav Haigon, where did this Yontif Sheini come from? Now, Yontif Sheini, originally I was thinking, you know, if you don't know when is Pesach, so then I'm not sure if it's Sunday or Monday. So then you have no choice. You have to keep 2 days of Yontif. I don't need a Gzeres Chazal to tell me to keep 2 days of Yontif. It's just a practical thing that comes out of not knowing which day is Yontif. That was my Hava Mina, my Muskel Rishon. Now the emphasis is that you do need a Gzeres Chazal because it's true that I have to keep 2 days of Yontif, but I can't make a bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah 2 nights in a row. I wouldn't make any bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah L'chor if I don't know which is the day. So you do need a Gzeres Chazal to be koveya that you have 2 days of Yontif. That's A. B. Now, if it was just a practicality, because we don't know, we have to keep 2 days, but there was no Gzeres Chazal, so as soon as that suffix disappeared, I would only keep 1 day of Yontif. I wouldn't have to keep 2 days. Once it's a Gzeres Chazal, so then it already... I mean, here it's phrased as a minigav osechem biyadechem. It's not phrased as a, you know, you need a bez and gadol and a b'chachma of a minion to undo a gzeres chazal. It's not phrased like that. But that seems to be what's going on. Anyway, Rav Haigon brought down in Dirshu footnote 5. Okay, we're officially, although we haven't started the siman yet, in Siman Tov Tzadi Vav, Dine Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. The second day of Yontif, which they have in the diaspora in Chutzlaritz. So, Dirshu footnote 5 brings down from Rav Haigon that the takana of having Yontif Sheni comes from the Nevi'im Harishonim. He says it was even instituted by Yoshua bin Nun. I don't really understand that. He says, for people who, again, I didn't see Rav Haigon inside, I only see what Dirshu quotes from Rav Haigon, for people who went to Chutzlaritz. Now, I don't know, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, how many people went to Chutz La'aretz, and if they went to Chutz La'aretz, maybe they went on business, but they didn't go to move to Chutz La'aretz. I didn't think Jews moved to Chutz La'aretz until after Churban Bayis Rishon. But maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Then the Yeshua brings them from Rav Gon that Yechezkel HaNavi and Yechezkel Daniel themselves in Chutz La'aretz kept Yontif Sheni. Okay, this is a very old takana that goes back a very long time. He also says that we don't know all the even though we call it a suffix, but there's many reasons that when Chazal make a gzera, there's many things behind the gzera that we don't understand. The Gra says that a lot, even though the reason is not but even though the reason is batel, the gzera is not batel. And the Gra says, because you know one reason, Chazal gave you one reason, they could have had another 100 reasons that they didn't share with us, and therefore just because one reason is batel, that's not a reason for, so just because the reason is batel, the gzera remains. Then, it seems Rav Haigon quotes Rav Sajigon, who wants to say that already Moshe Rabbeinu was given Yontif Sheni from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, we say everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, even the Chidushim of the Talmidim, you know, thousands of years later. So I don't know exactly what that means. But the point is that Yontif Sheni Shagolius is a very, very old institution. Something that was that came about a very, very long time ago. Now, the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Nun Beis Omer Aleph brings down a story. And there's two girsos to the story, and there's really two, it's not called a girso, but the two Lashonos in the Gemara of how the story went. Now, I didn't look into this. I only know what it says in the story. Maybe I looked at Rashi. I certainly didn't look more than that, and I looked at the Beis Yosef. Lani is Daiti, it could be that the girsos within who the person is may very well be directly related to the different Lashonos and how the stories are presented. Let's see. I know that made no sense. The Gemara Psachim Nun Beis Amud Aleph says as follows. Okay, now the gears that we have is Rav Nosson Bar Asya, Rabbi Nathan, the son of Asya. Okay? The Girsa, the other Girsa that appears in the Beis Yosef, takes out the word Rav, switches the ratio in the Beis. Bar Nosson Asya, the son of Nosson Asya. Okay? Fine. What did he do, this person? Ozal mi bei Rav the Pumpadisa be Yontif Sheni Shalat Sarez. He was Mechalo Yontif Sheni. On Yontif Sheni, he went from Rav all the way to Pumpadisa in the middle of Yontif Sheni. It's Mechal Yontif Sheni. So the Gemara says, Shamta Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in Cherem, in a Shamta. Amalei Abaye, Vilingdei. Why don't you give him Makkas? Answers Rav Yosef, Adifa of Delay. I did for him the more Chomer punishment. It's more Chomer to be put in Shamta, in Cherem, to be excommunicated, than it is to get Makkas. That's story number one. Now we have a Lishna Basra in the Gemara. Ike da Amri, Nagdei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef gave him Makkas. Amalei Abaye, Vishamte. Nishmate? Why do you give him Makkas? Why don't you put him in Cherem? So the answer is Rav Yosef, Hani Mili Inish Da Alma. A regular person deserves to be put in Cherem for violating Yontif Sheni. But Ha Chatzuber Mirabanan, who we're dealing with the Talmud Chacham. If you're dealing with the Talmud Chacham, I went easy on him. The Tavalei Avdilei, I did what was better for him and I only gave him Makkas and did not put him in Cherem. So Lanias Daiti, it seems that perhaps one could say, according to the Lishna Basra, you're dealing with the Talmud Chacham. So his name was Rav Nosson Bar Asya. He was a Rav. He was a Talmud Chacham. In the first story, it doesn't say he was a Talmud Chacham. He was just a person who was Mechal Yontif Sheni. But Pashtus, so was Mechal Yontif Sheni. He's not a Talmud Chacham. So his name is Bar Nosson Asya. Okay, I made it up. Take it or leave it. Now, Beis Yosef quotes the Ran. The Ran asks a very strong question, gives a very beautiful answer. The Ran asks, it seems from here that if a person is over on an Issa de Rabbanan, he gets put into Shamta. He gets excommunicated. But we have numerous examples throughout Shas where someone is over an Issa de Rabbanan and he doesn't get put into Cherem. He gets Makkas Mardus. We have Dirabana Dika Makkas. The person violates an Issa Dirabana gets Makkas Mardus. The example the Ran gives is one who cooks on Shabbos Bechame Tveria, which is only an Issa Dirabana. He gets Makkas Mardus. So why over here we have, it seems, for the Issa Dirabana of Chilul Yontif Sheni, we have a Shamta, we have an excommunication, and the case in Shabbos, and we have numerous cases all over Shas, where there's Makkas Mardus, which is rabbinical Makkas. So the Ran answers very beautifully. It depends what the Isser is. If it's something that is an entire creation of Chazal, the whole thing is Dirabanan, a person violates this Dirabanan, they took the whole institution, the Chazal instituted, and they threw it in the garbage. They took all the Yontif Sheni's Dirabanan. If you violate Yontif Sheni, you're taking Yontif Sheni, you throw it in the garbage. That's deserving of a Shamta. That's deserving of excommunication. When a person violates an Issa Dirabanan on Shabbos, they didn't throw out all the Shabbos. Shabbos is huge. Shabbos has 39 Melachos, Daraisa, and Todos. They violated a little aspect of a little Dirabanan Dika aspect of Shabbos, and for that they deserve, quote-unquote, only Makkas Mardus. That they don't need to be excommunicated for. But when you throw out the entire Takanas Chazal, So that is deserving of a shamta. The other example brought down is, I forgot who it was, but there's a Gemara that talks about someone who was mezalzel in the Tilas Yadayim. And the Tilas Yadayim is a takanas chazal, is a derabanan. So you're throwing out the entire essence of the Tilas Yadayim, and they put him in nidui. That's a case that's deserving of shamta. But when a person violates an issa derabanan that's part of a broader mitzvah daraisa, so that's not as severe, and therefore the punishment is only quote unquote makas magos and not to be excommunicated. Let's see that inside. We are in Tov Tzadi Vav Si'if Aleph. Begolius she'osin shnei yamim tovim misafek. In Golus, where they do 2 days misafek. Koma she'osa berishon osa b'sheni. Whatever is also yantif rishon is also yantif sheni. We have to continue. Uminadin. Lemishim is Mezalzabo, someone who desecrates Yantiv Sheni in Chutzlaretz, he's Mezalzal in Yantiv Sheni, they put him in Nidui. That's like Shamta, it's a type of excommunication without to get into the exact, precise definitions of Cherem, Nidui, and Shamta. Continues the Mechaber. The Imhu Tzurba Dirabbanan, and if he's a Tamachacham, Ein Machmirin the Nadoso, we go easy on him, we don't throw the book at him and put him in Nidui, Elamalkinoso, he'll only get, quote unquote, only Makas Dirabbanan, Makas Mardus. Now, someone, I gave this over in the Gina, in the Garden Minyan Shir, and I was yelled at by somebody, and he has a very good Kasha, and he says, what do you mean? When a Talmud Chacham does something wrong, it's so much worse than when an Amah Aretz does something wrong. Amah Aretz did something wrong. Okay, big deal. Here you have a Talmud Chacham, whose first name might even be Rav Nasan, and he goes and he violates, and he did something in public. He went from one place to the other. He traveled on Yantiv Sheni. So that would seem to be so much worse. He thought that why is Rav Yosef in the story, why is Rav Yosef going easy on him? You should throw the book at him. He should know better. And people are looking at him, and he's going to cause rampant chil yantiv sheni. As opposed to the Amaretz. Everyone says, oh, there goes the Amaretz again. He doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, now it's a very nice kasha. You have to look at the Rishonim, discuss it on the Sugya of the Pesach and the Beis. I don't know. I didn't look into it. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Uminadin. The Afa gav the Achshav Bikin Ana B'Kviyas HaChodesh. Lefi HaChashbon L'Shebi Adenu. Even though nowadays we know exactly when is the real day of Rosh Chodesh. We know when is the real day of Yantif. Mikomokom choshishucha chomim dechacham were afraid. Shema mirov hatzoros v'hatiltulim begolus seinu. Because the Jews are getting persecuted so terribly, yishtakach hacheshbon, the cheshbon will be forgotten. I guess the calendar will be forgotten. V'yavo lasos choser mole umole choser. V'yochu chomitz bepesach. So I guess that's explaining the Rashi. And since in the olden days, so the those that ask, according to this cheshbon, so in Eretz Yisrael they should also keep 2 days. Maybe there'll be a galus, and maybe this, and I have to go back to the old. Maybe they'll forget them, they'll make a mistake, and this and that. So they talk about it. So he says, "Kamo shehayu b'yamim arishonim." In the yamim arishonim, they kept 2 days in galus. That Chazal continued, even though now we know which is the official, real, quote unquote, real day of Yontif. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, they never kept 2 days, so that wasn't enough to be misakin the second day in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's a discussion. Dirshu footnote. Dirshu has a lot to say over here. Okay, what I just said about Eretz Yisrael, he quotes in footnote 3 from the Ran in Sukkah. That'll be very interesting. The big machlekes between the Ritva and the Rambam. There were places in Eretz Yisrael itself where they did not hear from the Shluchei Bezdin when was the Kviyas HaChodesh. So there were places in when they were Koveh Rosh Chodesh, according to the moon, where word did not get out, word didn't get to Chutz La'aretz, word didn't even get to all parts of Eretz Yisrael. And So what should be this? Let's say where it didn't get to the Golan. Let's say the Golan is officially part of Eretz Yisrael. So if where it didn't get to the Golan, so then maybe in the Golan, they should, out of Yom HaZeh, keep 2 days of Yontif. So the Rambam holds, wherever word did not get out, they should keep 2 days of Yontif, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael. The Minig, the Halacha does not seem to follow the Rambam. The Minig is like the Ritva. The Ritva says, no, most places in Eretz Yisrael knew, most places in Chutz La'aretz did not know, because there could be places in Chutz La'aretz where the message did get out. In most places in Eretz Yisrael they knew, most places in Chutz La'aretz they did not know. Eretz Yisrael has 1 day, and Chutz La'aretz has 2 days. There's also very interesting stuff over here about how the Chazon Ish was choshish, maybe word didn't get to Bnei Brak, Bizman Shebeis and Mikdash Kayim, and therefore he was like to keep 2 days, he was machmir to keep a second day without telling anybody, and then as Bnei Brak grew and got closer to Lod is mafurish that they kept 1 day and that they knew about it. I don't know, that's the whole discussion. What if it's a new place? This place was not inhabited back in the day. So how does that work? Then they bring down over here in a footnote that the Briska Rav also was Makbid, because Yushalayim in the olden days went the other direction, towards Silwan. And this, the new Yushalayim is not the same as the old Yushalayim. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a hard time understanding that, because he said, you know, the Briska Rav lived very close to the old city and very close to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's even if Yushalayim, most Yushalayim was the other direction, it's hard to believe that. I don't know, that's how they bring it down here in Dirshu. I did not look up any of this discussion. Then there's a discussion about Eilat. Is Eilat part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Eretz Yisrael? We actually had a big issue with this because we ended up once at a hotel in Eilat, right outside Eilat for Pesach, a Frum hotel program, and it was a big balagan, and I didn't think about it. If I would have thought about it, I would have found somewhere else. It was a Haredi Pesach program. And then all of a sudden, like last night, someone went into Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He said you have to keep 2 days. Minig in Eilat is 2 days. He said nobody in Eilat keeps 2 days. So supposedly Rav Chaim said, the people in Eilat don't determine what's the minig in Eilat. He said he held 2 days. And then where can you get from? Someone went to, I don't know, Rav Osner, and then the Talmud of this one, the Talmud of that one. I don't know, Rav Shlomo Zalman was obviously not alive, but I don't know where it came from. All the other poskim seem to say not to keep 2 days. L'maisa, the only the guy who went into Rav Chaim, he's the only one who kept 2 days, and everybody else ended up keeping 1 day. It was a big balagan. Like they just, you know, you book months in advance, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what did I get myself into? So that's a whole discussion. It's a double discussion. One is, what should the people in Eilat do? That's question number one. And the other question is, I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to Eilat. How bad is, you know, is that like going to New York, or it's already, you know, not, so they bring down from, Rabban Tzion Abishol. He holds that the people in Eilat should really keep 2 days. But since Lamaisa, they only keep 1 day, and you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael going there, and they're only keeping 1 day anyway, so you only have to keep 1 day. Okay, there's a whole list of poskim over here that discuss the Shaila. And if I would have seen this before we booked our tickets, we would not have ended up over there. Okay, whatever. I was not really in it. I was outside a lot. Whatever. Okay. Weiter. Mishabur Sifkotan Beis. So, Minadin Lamisha Mazalza Biyontif Sheni. Mishabur says Sifkotan Beis. Skip down the first few lines. The Yontif Rishon Ein Minadin Rak Ba'Avra L'Issa D'Oraisa. If someone violated Yontif Rishon, they're not going to excommunicate him, they're not going to put him benidui, unless he violated an Issa D'Oraisa. Aval Shvus D'Rabbanon Ein Minadin, but an Issa D'Rabbanon of Yontif Rishon, they would not put him benidui. Rak Malkin is Omakas Mardis. He, Mevashel B'Chamei Tveria, whatever, on Shabbos, he does an Issa D'Rabbanon on a Yontif D'Oraisa, they're going to give him Makas Mardis. Mashen came be Yontif Sheni, like we said from the Ran. Yontif Sheni, everything's the Rabbanon, he's going to be put in Nidui. By the time you should do Yontif Sheni, Kol Ikoro Einu Ele Mid Rabbanon, the whole essence of Yontif Sheni Mid Rabbanon. In Kenki, Avrabal, Eze Dover Shehu, Hariyo Kooikir As Kulo, he's uprooting the entire institution of Yontif Sheni. And therefore, Chazal will more machrinim have to be put in shamta, into nidui. Mashenkin, a person has a halacha called Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Yontif Rishon, he violates an issa de rabbanan. He didn't take the whole essence of Shabbos and throw it in the garbage. He violated a detail, and for that he'll be punished. He'll get makas marzis. But he didn't throw out the whole concept. Mashenkin biyantif Rishon continues the Mishnah. She'eno okra b'mash avra al shvus. He was over in Issa derabana, but with that he did not oikir the whole concept of yantif Rishon. Shrei be'issa deraisa shabo lo akaro. There's an Issa deraisa. Even he doesn't do derabanas, let's say. So, but he still did not uproot. So he's chayiv makas mardus, rabbinical makas. But he did not uproot the whole concept of yantif. And therefore, he's not going to be excommunicated. V'yeish potkin cholkin bazeh ulidetu ein chiluk klal. There are those that disagree and say there's no difference. Ein yantif rishon liyantif sheni. V'adavar toli rak lefi ru'us einei hadayonim. Based on what the dayan thinks. V'mashe ro'en lefi ha'inyin. Each case to be judged separately. Im lahokil ala b'makas. To go easy on him and give him makas. O lahachmer ala b'nidui. O to go strict on him and put him b'nidui. Okay, now, Mishra Sivkot and Gimel. Now we know Makas Daraisa officially is 39 Makos. Be'arba'im, the Torah says, it goes down to 39, the Gemara tells us. First we bring in a doctor, a set of three, and the doctor evaluates how many Makas he can handle. How many Makas Mardus are there? So I never thought of this question. And there's a big two paragraphs in Dirshu footnote 6 that discuss this. First he brings down the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham holds Makas Mardus is 13 lashes. From the Rambam, it doesn't sound like that. Then there are Gemaras that talk about Makin, they give him Makas Mardus ad shetetze nafsho, until he dies. Now, it doesn't make sense to say that they're going to give him Makas Mamish until he dies. So, Dirshu brings us, there's a whole discussion how many Makas there are. Also 39, there's a lot of different opinions. Then he brings down a Tosus in Nazir, who says it makes the following chilek. There's two types of Makas Mardus. There's Makas Mardus as a punishment. He violated an Issa d'Rabbanan, he needs to be punished, he's gonna get Makas Mardus. For that, they're not gonna give him Makas until he dies. That's not one of the four death penalties. He's not necessarily deserving of death, although there are very strong Gemaras that talk about Kol Oivra Divrei Chachamim Yishchenu Nachash Ad Velo Ad Bichlau. Okay, I hear. Still sounds very, very chomer. So the Tosfos in Nazir gives a very beautiful chiluk. He says, when you're dealing with an Onesh, that's one kind of Makas Mardus. That's not where we say Ad Shetetzei Nafsho, I think is what he says. Then there's another kind of Makas. I don't want to do Mitzvah Sukkah. I don't want to do Mitzvah Sukkah. So then it says, they give him Makas Ad Shetetzei Nafsho. It's Chayiv Misa for not sitting in a Sukkah. It's not Chayiv Misa for not sitting in a Sukkah. But they have the right to force him to build a Sukkah. So as soon as he says, Uncle, just joking, as soon as he says, okay, I'll sit in the Sukkah, so then they stop the Makas. But if he's stubborn, oh, no sukkah, no sukkah, no sukkah, boom, they're up to 30, 40, 50, 60 makas, so my takabi achitesi nasho, not because they want to kill him, because he's so stubborn and he refuses to give in. So if he refuses to give in, achitesi nasho. But not that he was really, it didn't have to come to that. That's his fault. That's not the Bezdin, that's not what Bezdin is supposed to do. Bezdin's supposed to get him to do the mitzvah. If he insists on being stubborn, so it could lead to achitesi nasho. That's what Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Chaf says, according to Dirshu footnote 6. I did not look at the Tosfos inside. I did not look all over Shas, where they talk about Makas Mardus, to see if it fits in every single case. But that's what Dirshu quotes the Tosfos. And this Makas, so it's not really clear. The Maisa, there's a huge machlokes as to how many Makas are involved in the Makas Mardus. Bottom line. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. This is Tov Tzadi Vav Seif Aleph.